Chief Dillon, I think we're ready.
Sounds good. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Director Alford, for setting this up. I want to apologize to each of you. I'm having to call in today. My computer's been acting strange. I've actually been participating in a virtual conference this week, this morning. The Fire and Life Safety Educator Conference went live at 8 o'clock, and I've had to use my phone for most of it, so I don't know what's happening with my computer. But welcome. Call the meeting to order. And if we could have a, unless Daryl can tell me, you can see all four regions represented, but we'll do a roll call.
How about if I just do a roll call? We got a right good group on, but North Region, Don Adams is on.
I'm here.
Yep. East Region, Chief Dupree.
Yes, sir.
South Region, Chief Malden.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
And West Region, Chief Gerke, you on? Who's representing the West? All right, so Chief Dillon, I guess you're representing the West today.
Okay, sounds good. So first item of business, we have no minutes to review as they've been recorded, and we have no old business, so we're going to get right into the new business, which is reviewing the requests come in for the FY22 budget. First will be the planned fire station repairs and renovations.
All right, I'm going to share my screen. Chief Malden, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the full list of planned renovations and repairs that was submitted this year. If you look, the number at the bottom is 149,692. I'll explain why that's on there in just a little bit, but I'll just walk through them, David. Fairview requested carpet replacement in their sleeping quarters at Station 2. Fuquay additional gear lockers for staff at Station 2. Fuquay is also having some mold and mildew issues at Station 2, so they're requesting a dehumidifying system. Exterior painting for Fuquay at Station 1. Interior painting for Fuquay at Station 2. And then seal coat of Station 2 parking lot for Fuquay. Garner has requested radio room remodeling for Station 1. Northern Wake, currently hot bunks at Station 4. So they're looking to do a Murphy bed system or something close so everybody can have their own bed. Also, addition of a residential washer and dryer and the accompanying GSA costs for plumbing and so forth at Northern Wake Station 2. Swift Creek, exterior painting of their station. Swift Creek, carpet in training and dorm room areas. Proposing to do that with LVP. Wendell, install panic hardware and card readers on entry exit doors at Station 1 and 2. I've talked to Chris Colangelo since this morning. We're going to partner with EMS on that cost for his station too. But I'm gonna mute you if you don't mind. What was that? Install fire alarm system that includes carbon monoxide monitoring at Wendell Station 1. Apex, large ceiling fans in the apparatus bay area of Station 4. And then Roseville Fire Department reseal the roof. And this was not identified in the FCA study from 2017. So that is all the planned renovations and repairs. That total cost comes out to $149,692. But again, partnering with EMS on the work that's got to be done at Wendell Station 2, I think will significantly decrease that cost. If we can get that cost down around $137,000, We can do all these projects if y'all approve just what I've submitted for the FCAs.
Thank you, Director Alford. I have spoke with Pope, and he indicates that his project for the Murphy Beds can be done in-house, and also indicated significant savings of nearly half of that amount budgeted. So I think we're going to be well under the amount needed to approve all these, unless a chief that's listening wants to have any other comments about something they want to pull, or is everything correct as Director Alford has just read to us? But I'm fine entertaining a motion to approve everything.
So moved, Tony and Pequot.
Second, Don.
Okay, we have a motion and second to approve all the items indicated on the list supplied by Director Alford, with noted exceptions to the items that we're going to see some cost savings. All in favor, if you could signify by roll call vote. Chief Adams, Norton.
North Region, yes.
Chief Baldwin, South.
Yes.
Chief Dupree, East.
Yes.
And I'll vote yes for the West. So, motion passes.
Thank you, Chief Dillon. And the only caveat I will say is, since we're going to be a tight squeeze on this and maybe a little bit over, and that's okay because we should have a little bit of cost savings left over from this year, and I say should, if one of these projects comes in way over, it may be where we have to push it off to next year once they start getting firm pricing. So I don't, it's not going to be a lot of wiggle room.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So I'm going to stop sharing that screen. I'm going to flip to the next one. Chief Malden, let me know when you see that.
Yes, sir. Got it.
So I pulled these out of the FCAs, yeah. Chief Dillon, and I would very much like, for typically, you know, this committee doesn't meet a lot outside of budget season, but I would encourage a couple of meetings as soon as we get through the budget process, especially and with all the chiefs available, you know, on a virtual call, and let's walk through that FCA department by department, because there were a lot of things identified on there that you know, when I talked to some of the chiefs, they just don't see any need to do one. And some of them were also trying to bring those buildings up to current code. And you know, as long as they met code when they were built, they should be fine. So I think we are getting closer to the end of those FCAs than what we think. You know, we may be a couple years out from finishing up those instead of going the full 10. So I would like for us to have some meetings once we get through the budget process to do a detailed walkthrough.
Yes, sir, I agree.
So Fairview, I've been to Fairview and I've looked at this. They have significant breakage in their concrete all around their building. That is why that cost is so much more than what you see New Hope. So repair and replace broken concrete, Fairview Station 1 parking lot. Wake New Hope, repair concrete in front of bay doors at Station 2. Garner Fire Department, Station 3 roof replacement. Wendell HVAC replacement in the dorm area of Station 1. Wendell transfer switch at Station 2. And then these last two, we had a meeting about this not long ago. These are issues that need to be done for the Knightdale Hester Street or Clifton Road Station. Actually, the first one is Clifton Road is a fire alarm because of their sleeping quarters to give them some early warning. And then the roof replacement on the Hester Street Road Station. As you can see, that total county cost comes in at 173. So again, if this ends up at 173 and we're at 137 on the other side, that's the total of 300,000 that we typically allot for both of these.
I have one question on the concrete repairs, Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be one contractor working at multiple locations? If so, there's another department I know that can benefit from some concrete.
I would rather y'all do these on your own. GSA is still working on a project from 2 years ago. They also will be doing these Knightdale projects, so I think they will be done much more expediently if the departments handle these on their own. So if Fairview and New Hope want to get together and try to get one concrete person, I think that's great, but I do not want the county to do it. Well, I would rather not the county do it.
I can certainly understand that.
David, did we lose you?
Sorry, go ahead. Repeat that, buddy.
I thought we lost you. That's all of my presentation.
Thank you, sir. Is there any discussion on any of these items? Any of the committee members like to ask any further questions of the chiefs that are on? Or if not, I'm happy to entertain a motion to approve off.
I'll make the motion to approve the projects listed as presented.
Second, Wayne Dupree.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve all the items listed. We will, if no further discussion, we will take a vote. Roll call. North Region, Chief Adams?
Yes.
South Region, Chief Baldy?
Yes.
East Region, Chief Dupree?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes for the West. Okay, motion carries.
Thank
Is
you,
there
Chief.
Any other business for the group?
Yes, sir. I have one more. New stations. So, hold on 1 second. I got to go get that. Didn't have that pulled up at the bottom. Chief Model, let me know when you see it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief Dillon, if you remember, I have brought the Apex Station 6 and the Fuquay Station 4 stations before y'all. They have submitted the proper documentation per the Fire Commission to get those, and your group unanimously approved both of those. Zeglin is a main station. They met directly with the manager's office a couple years ago, so with it not being an additional station, a new main station for me is, it really doesn't have to walk through this process, but I think Chief Perry will kind of put the same things together once we get there, because if his station is not in the same spot, it will have some additional pickup of cost share once it's moved when we're realigned. So the Apex Station 6 and the Fuquay Station 4 and the Zebulon Main Station will be included in the budget process. There was some money held over from last year for Zebulon for preliminary design and construction that they never got to because of COVID. You know, we also had that set aside. Michael Gammon talked about that this morning. I think it was 400 some thousand that we set back last year, and then it's going to be an additional 1.2 million, I do believe, this year and moving forward. So when these stations come online, it's not going to negatively impact the fire tax district model, as we'll have some savings there to move out of savings account into operations and for station costs. You also notice that we didn't apply the typical cost share numbers on Zebulon and on Fuquay. Zebulon's, for instance, is a EMS co-locate. Zebulon is going to build their own station based on policies. Our max contribution as a county would be 49%, and then the tax district not to exceed Zebulon's cost share. So I have them plugged in at 24%. Fuquay's was right off the sheet, just like y'all approved last time, as well as Apex. So those are the three that will be inserted into the budget model. Again, not thinking that any money is going to come out in 22, other than maybe some preliminary design and construction. The per year, per 10-year county cost, I have did that just on a division of 10 years, so it doesn't include interest, but that does kind of give you a number of what it's going to cost the tax district as we pay out for these stations. I think as we hopefully get this long-range plan approved at the March Fire Commission meeting and start looking at data benchmarks, any of these stations, Northern Wake, their Hook Station, the Fairview Station, Wendell asked for a remodel and addition. I've had some talks with Chief Staples. We're going to look at some of that data benchmarking. As everybody knows, that Wendell Station is fairly close to the New Hope Station. So it may be better suited for the county not to sink a lot of money in a remodel on that station, because it may be more beneficial to the county as a whole for that station to be moved. So a lot of things to look at moving forward with the long-range plan, and as we start, you know, doing data benchmarking at how long it takes the first arriving unit to get there and then the effective response force.
Thanks, Daryl. Do you need any action from us, this information?
I don't think so, because y'all have already approved these two. I just wanted to bring it back before you and lay it out. I will tell you that I have received something from Morrisville for a relocation of their Station 3 from their existing cohabitat with Cary on Carpenter Fire Station Road. GIS is doing their work on that now, so hopefully I'll get that back by the end of the week. So, Chief Dillon, I may get in touch with you for a special call meeting if that's necessary.
Sounds good. I'll make myself available for some of that. Does anyone have any questions for Director Alford?
I've got a comment there, if I can, Don.
Yes, sir.
I just want to, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up before the group. You know, we're getting, and this has absolutely nothing to do with the municipal chairs and all that, but for the station up at the Hook for Northern Wake, I'm speaking basically for the citizens up there, and you know, I don't know if this is the arena or not, but I don't know where the minutes go or wherever, but I think that we need to just really look at that station as much as we can and try to get the funding as early as we can. We had an incident happen up there last year. It was on May the 13th of 2020, where we had a little boy that slipped in the lake up there, and it took us 14.25 minutes to get there. Of course, you know, basically he didn't survive. But you know, there's $100 million worth of property up there of Wake County. It's so far out of the run area, it does not, they don't pay any fire taxes, but our calls are really picking up there. But the people cutting across going to Franklin County for the Research Triangle Park and all, the car wrecks are picking up a lot. Our medical calls are really picking up a lot up there. Last year we ran 85 calls up there, so I would really love to, in this matrix somewhere, that the it'd be moved up to where that station can get some priority and looking, because I think this probably the unincorporated area of Wake County, this is probably the biggest chunk that basically does not have any fire protection. And I know our goal is try to get equal fire protection. We've come up with a minimum number of staffing and what we want to do, and all that study has been done. There are three studies that recommend it, but I'd just like to go on record for the North region as saying, you know, please try everything that we can to try to get us consideration for that station to where it will help benefit people up there. And other than that, that's what I wanted to bring up concerning that station.
Don, thank you for that. This is Daryl. I have conversations with Chief Pope about that frequently. We've rode the area. It is my plan. I think I mentioned to you and Chief, I know I did to Chief Pope not long ago, but I wanted y'all to take a look at Wendell EMS main station. What we need to do is, in order to kind of, you're right, that several studies have said it needed a station up there, and I think the data benchmarking, once we start doing that, is going to show that. The challenges up there are going to be, you know, the size piece of land, because it's going to be in the watershed. You're going to have the septic repair area, the well, and all that. So I would hope that during this next year, we could pick out at least a footprint and start doing some data benchmarking and maybe march that forward in the next year or two.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that we do, and I think the chief wants to really, you know, we really feel for the people up there, and we think they deserve a station to where they can get a little bit better service. And I won't take up a lot of everybody's time. I think that's just what we need to say. But I really want emphasis to try to be put on that station if we can. And that, you know, that's, I appreciate y'all listening.
Well, and Chief Perry is a whole lot more smart than I am, but once we start this and figure out a size of a building, at some point we're going to have to get those community to sign a document or do something saying that they're willing to become a part of the tax district. Chris, am I right on that?
Yeah, so they were intentionally left out, but I think there can be some provisions to overcome that. When the fire tax was created way back when, it couldn't include the entire county, so that was a natural place to not include because of exactly what Chief Adams described, the length that they have to wait to provide to receive services. So if my personal opinion is that when you move to a situation where they begin to receive service, I would dare say even an acceptable level of service, then certainly consideration and including them in the tax district could occur.
Thank you, Chris.
Chief Dillon, if I may.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, I just want to add that, you know, and that number that you see there is, I think, just a plug-in number. But in discussions, and I think anybody in their right mind would say, we don't need to build a station up in that area that meets the criteria that's currently in place by facilities and design for a substation or main station. I think you can build something very modest that will get the job done tremendously less than $5 million. The biggest thing is just getting somebody out there that can get those citizens some help quicker than what they're getting right now. Looking at the calls since 2016, I mean, there's a lot of, I think, 6 PNNs, 14 water rescues. Normally we're talking a resource-intensive call, and we're serving those people just like if they were within the 5 miles and of the primary district, and it strips the resources out of our entire district to serve them on these major calls. And it's been brought up several years now, and the people out there, I think I can speak for them because there's already been a meeting called between a core group prior to COVID, and you know, they're willing to pay fire tax. They're willing to do anything they can to try to get something out there to better serve them. So, and I'll use the words of a gentleman that's lived there all his life. He said, if my house catches on fire, he's 77 years old now. If my house catches on fire, the time somebody gets here, me and my wife are trapped. There's no hope for us. Or if I suffer cardiac arrest, the time someone gets here, you know, we're history. And that's sad because they are Wake County citizens, just like the rest of everybody, and they deserve better than what they're getting right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I don't think anybody disagrees with you. Do we have any other comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, I will call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second by Don.
Sounds good. All in favor, signify by saying aye. By your region.
Aye.
North region.
South.
Aye.
And west aye. Thank you, gentlemen. Be safe.
Talk soon.